Okay. All right, we will, council will return to order. We took a brief break because we actually got ahead of schedule, so we're back. Let's take item 467, please.
Amend contract with Xerox State and Local Solutions, Inc. for the photo radar system to expand services and increase the not-to-exceed amount by $4,500,000. Authorize a related memorandum of understanding between the city and Multnomah County Circuit Court and find 10 roadways as urban high crash corridors eligible for fixed speed safety cameras.
Commissioner Novick.
Mayor and colleagues, today staff from PBOT, Portland Police, and the Multnomah County Circuit Court will be presenting on controlling speeding on Portland's most dangerous roads with fixed speed safety cameras. Speeding and aggressive driving are top contributors to fatal crashes in our city. The City Council placed fixed speed safety cameras as an initiative on our state legislative agenda in 2015. And thanks to the hard work of Representative Reardon, staff in the Office of Government Relations, safety advocates, and Director Treat, we won. Now, staff are back here to pilot implementation of this program. We'll be presenting an amendment to the city's existing automated enforcement contract with Xerox State and Local Solutions to include fixed-speed safety cameras in four specific high-crash corridors, Beaverton-Hillsdale Highway, Southeast 22nd, Marine Drive, and Outer Southeast Division, as a three-year pilot. We're also here to talk about a related MOU on automated enforcement drafted between Portland Police, PBOT, and the Multnomah County Circuit Court. And finally, I'll be asking council to make a specific finding that Portland's 10 high crash corridors are, quote, urban high crash corridors eligible for fixed speed safety cameras as per the legislation. And now I'd like to thank and introduce Director Leah Treat and the aforementioned Representative Reardon.
Come on up, please. Good afternoon.
All right, thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor, Council members. Again, we're here today to amend the contract with Xerox in order to facilitate the city placing fixed speed cameras on four high crash corridors in the city. And this is the genesis of a lot of staff work that's taken a lot of time and has been in the works for several years. So just to give you a little bit of background, when I arrived in the city of Portland, and looking at our crash and fatality rates in the city and looking at the underlying data of what is causing the traffic violence in the city of Portland, the overwhelming preponderance of crashes are caused by aggressive driving, which is code for speeding. So speeding and impairment are the highest causal factors, and we have known tools that we can use to address traffic fatalities and serious crashes. While I worked in the transportation department in the city of Washington, D.C., and also in the city of Chicago, we implemented fixed speed cameras in those jurisdictions with overwhelming success. So Washington, D.C. has had fixed speed cameras for over 10 years now, and they have seen a 73% reduction in traffic fatality in the city. And in Chicago, in just 1 year, there was a 76% reduction in traffic fatalities and crashes in the areas in which fixed speed cameras were placed. So I worked with my commissioner and with government relations, and with the support of the city council, it was a legislative priority for us. And thanks to Representative Reardon, who picked this up and sponsored the bill in the state legislature and did yeoman's work, helping us in Salem getting this passed at the state level, the city now has the authority to pilot fixed speed cameras on 10 high crash corridors in the city on a pilot basis over 10 years. And Representative Reardon, I want to take the opportunity in public to thank you again for your efforts and supporting us. And I now turn it over to you to say a few brief words for the council.
Well, thank you. And for the record, I am State Representative Jeff Reardon, District 48, just sort of outer southeast Portland down into Clackamas County. And Mayor, Commissioners, it is truly a pleasure to be here, an honor to be here this afternoon and to address you on an issue that's very important to me, and it is the safety of people across the city, but driven home by the accidents and so forth that have happened, especially on the high-speed corridors in East Portland. And Ms. Treat knows the stats better than I do, but it's a whole lot of the accidents are happening out there, and I'm hoping you'll share those numbers with us a little bit later. But the high-speed corridors are in my area, and it's where the majority of these pedestrians are killed. It's happening not on a daily basis, but at a high rate. And it is an area where my constituents have to shop. They have to cross the streets to get to school. We're doing better on the infrastructure part because of a lot of your work over the last few years. But there's still, you know, a lot of the areas that don't have the sidewalk. So I'm not telling you anything you really don't know, but just for the record, it's been tough. We're making progress. I remember a few years ago that we had a little ceremony out on 136th and Holgate, and it was near where Morgan, a five-year-old, was killed. And I remember the mayor speaking and talked about three things that can really make a difference in traffic safety: engineering, education, and enforcement. And what I really like about this bill that we've worked on together is that it really hits two out of the three. It really hits education, and if the education doesn't work, then the enforcement should. So just about the bill, it is a transparent, data-driven program focused on improving safety. House Bill 2621 does require the use of clear roadway signage that alerts drivers to the presence of the fixed automated enforcement and speed reader boards to provide their current rate of speed before passing a camera, providing them ample information and opportunity to follow the posted speeds and to avoid a ticket. So that's the education part, lots of signage, lots of warning. And additionally, each camera will have at least a 30-day warning period during which speeders will be sent a warning notice instead of a full-fledged ticket. So I think this program really will save lives in my district and across the city. I look forward to taking the next step and authorizing this contract with Xerox so that we can get these needed safety tools on the ground. Thank you very much for your work, and thank you to all of your excellent staff.
Thank you. Thanks for your leadership.
Our next panel is to address the contract amendment specifically and the memorandum of understanding is Gabe Graff, PBOT, Barb Marseille of the Loma County Circuit Court, and Sergeant Abramson from the Portland Police Bureau Traffic Division.
Mayor, commissioners, thank you for having me here today. I've got a PowerPoint.
Okay. There you go. Nope, wrong one. It's another PowerPoint.
Can I switch it over here? Thank you. My name is Gabe Graff. I'm a project manager at the Portland Bureau of Transportation. Thank you for having us here today. I'll walk briefly through the presentation outlining why we think fixed speed cameras are an effective safety tool, provide a summary of the authorizing legislation, and outline how we intend to implement the program. So why fixed speed safety cameras? As Leah and Representative Reardon mentioned, jurisdictions across the country are using this technology to slow down arterials and save lives. Particularly in urban areas like Portland, speeding and arterial roadways are a dangerous mix. Speeding increases stopping distance, making it less likely a driver can avoid a crash. If you are crossing 122nd on foot and are hit by a person traveling 10 miles per hour over the posted speed limit of 35, you're unlikely to survive, as this graphic illustrates. In Portland, nearly half of our traffic fatalities are speed-related. And as this council is well aware, too many Portlanders are involved in fatal traffic crashes on our roads every year. And while overall we are making progress on traffic safety, you can see pedestrian fatalities are trending in the wrong direction. Where are these crashes happening? Primarily on Portland's multi-lane arterials, which suffer a serious crash rate four times higher than the region's freeway system. PBOT has designated the worst of these arterials high crash corridors, highlighted here in yellow. These 10 roads represent just 3% of our roadway network, yet account for 51% of our pedestrian fatalities. These are the roads where we are focusing our safety efforts, and controlling speeding on them is a critical component of this work. So thanks to the leadership of this council, Representative Reardon, Director Treat, and the Office of Government Relations, we had a data-driven bill targeted on slowing speeds on these most dangerous roads. As Representative Reardon mentioned, it's focused on safety and transparency, and it builds on the history of automated enforcement legislation in Oregon. To be eligible for fixed-speed safety cameras, roads must have a serious or fatal crash rate at least 25% higher than roads of similar speeds, and they must be clearly signed. I think thanks to this focus on safety, we were able to build a broad coalition of supporters for this effort. The Oregonian Editorial Board, the Oregon Coalition of Police and Sheriffs supported the effort. So too did organizations with direct connections to high crash corridors, Apano and the Jade District, the 82nd Avenue Improvement Coalition, advocacy groups including Foster United, Friends of Barber, Elders in Action, Oregon Walks, and Southwest Trails. And we got the support of people whose lives have been directly impacted by speeding on these roads, including Christy Finney Dunn from Families for Safe Streets, whose son was killed on Division. She took time off of work to join Director Treat in Salem to support our effort. In the final weeks of the session, the work paid off and the bill passed, and we transitioned into figuring out how to best implement this program. Working with our colleagues here at Portland Police and Multnomah County Circuit Court, we engaged in a series of conversations to figure out how to make this authorization a reality. The three items for council consideration today are the result of this collaboration. So we seek to amend the city's existing automated enforcement contract to allow us to pilot these fixed-speed cameras during the remainder of the contract term. We ask that council find that speeding on these 10 roadways has a negative impact on traffic safety and make them eligible for fixed-speed safety cameras. To this end, included in your packet is a memo from DKS and Associates, our lead consultant on the city's Vision Zero effort. DKS has extensively reviewed crash data and identified speeding as one of the top four focus areas for Vision Zero. You'll see in the memo that all 10 of the high crash corridors have fatal crash rates well in excess of the threshold set by statute. And finally, our MOU on automated enforcement, which identifies agency roles and responsibilities. In it, PBOT has agreed to initiate the fixed speed camera program, a role we have played in the past with our red light camera program and the mobile van program. We've also agreed to lead the community outreach effort related to fixed speed cameras. Portland Police have agreed to review citations stemming from the program, and the Multnomah County Circuit Court will adjudicate the citations. All parties have agreed to ongoing regular coordination. Together, we worked to understand and account for the staffing issues each party would face related to the launch of the new program. To this end, we agreed on a phased approach, piloting four corridors over the next 33 months. This is our proposed rollout schedule, with the first cameras being installed this summer. Outreach for our locations on Beaverton Hillsdale Highway has already begun. And here are what the four corridors look like from the driver perspective, along with the first camera installation on Beaverton Hillsdale Highway and 35th, that's shown in the top left. PBOT intends to install a new pedestrian crossing with rapid flashing beacon and refuge island at this bus stop. The section of 122nd we're considering, shown top right, runs right through the David Douglas School District and past Representative Reardon's office. Bottom left shows Northeast Marine Drive for drivers speeding on this road built atop a levee. There is little margin for error. And finally, Outer Division. This is Outer Division at 156th. There have been three pedestrian fatalities at this location alone in the last 5 years, and Kim Stone from Families for Safe Streets will speak more to that later. And finally, as I've mentioned before and has been mentioned several times, our goal here is behavior change. We intend to implement a transparent program on these corridors. I know of no other program with signage requirements as robust as the ones in this effort. We just want people to slow down and obey the law. Drivers will pass each of the signs pictured here before crossing a camera, giving everyone ample opportunity to slow down, obey the law, and avoid a citation. Additionally, there will be a warning period for 30 days after installation. Community groups along the corridor will be notified, as will the media. And per the legislation, the roughly 30% of traffic fines that the city will receive from the program will be held in a dedicated account. If those revenues exceed the cost of the contract and staffing at PBOT and police, they'll be used for traffic safety per the authorizing statute. Our MOU further specifies that any revenues in excess of program costs will be reinvested in traffic safety along the high crash corridors. Thank you. Turn it over to Barb.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Barbara Marseille. I'm the trial court administrator for the circuit court. We've been engaged with PBOT and PPB since last fall, right after the legislation passed authorizing this fixed-speed camera program. And we really appreciate the opportunity to collaborate on developing an MOU and to work on planning for the implementation of the program and the understanding that the folks from the Bureau of Transportation and the Portland Police Bureau have of the impact on the court's workload in processing these additional citations. The legislature did allocate some funding to get the court started in terms of processing for the citations. It is going to generate a substantial increase in citations coming from the photo enforcement programs. And we will continue to monitor the volume of citations as the additional camera locations are implemented. And the memorandum of understanding really helps us with that process in terms of having, you know, communications, keeping those lines of communications open and establishing a process for any changes to be made, any changes in the timing, any changes in the locations, any changes in the integrations or reporting that are needed. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to participate in the development of the program and to have a voice in this process. Thank you.
Thank you. Sergeant
Wilson. Mayor, Council, David Abrahams. I'm a sergeant at Traffic Division, assigned to the Major Crash Team and overseeing the Traffic Investigative Unit. Photo enforcement also falls under my purview, and since the onset of discussions with PBOT, we have been privy and part of this process with them and have been supportive of this process. We're going to be providing support with officers who currently are the bedrock of our photo enforcement program. We'll be overseeing and spearheading this from initial onset where violations come in through the confirmation process, through the court, and even appeal process. We are continuing to provide training. Next week we're actually holding a course, and we'll continue to provide training to officers to make sure that we are in compliance and providing things, make sure that things run with fluidity for this process. We do hope that this program will continue to be effective to create awareness for drivers in these high crash corridors where we're having horrific crashes and truly lower the significant crashes and fatal crashes that we're seeing on our roadway systems. Thank you.
So, thank you.
If a driver is photographed and they're texting or on their cell phone, can you also cite them for that?
No, and I recall the same question from last time. We did.
We had the same question about getting this as part of our legislative agenda.
Yes, yeah. At this time, no, we cannot.
Was that a specific call by the legislature? You know, maybe Representative Reardon can.
You know, yeah, we don't issue.
We didn't ask.
Yes, we haven't. We haven't sought that out yet. So
that'll be next session then.
That could be.
Good idea.
That's what everybody said last time.
But an officer has the discretion to do that if they see someone doing that now, right?
We do, yeah, but if it's actually photographed for photo enforcement, we aren't allowed to.
Right.
However, obviously, if we're out in uniform
and right.
In public view, then yes, we can take that action.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much. We had a couple of other folks who I think we expected to testify. Kim Stone of Families for Safe Streets and Noel Mickleberry of Oregon Walks. Oh, there you are, Noel. You're hiding behind the pillar.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. My name is Kim Stone, and I'm a member of Families for Safe Streets. 2.5 years ago, my son Joe was struck and killed while crossing one of the city's high crash corridors. He was in a marked crossing at 156th and Division. Joe was one of three people that have been killed at that crossing since 2012, and that's three too many. Since his death, I've become an advocate for traffic safety, especially in regards to safe crossings and lower speeds. In February, I was at 156th and Division again, this time to thank PBOT for installing a temporary rapid flashing beacon at the crossing and to encourage them to expedite their efforts to make Southeast Division a safer street. But more must be done. I'm here today to support fixed-speed safety cameras on Southeast Division in my neighborhood. People who live in East Portland will quickly become aware of the locations of these cameras and will slow their speeds accordingly. And those who don't will likely reconsider after receiving a warning. If people slow down and look out for one another, my neighborhood will be safer and other families won't have to experience the hurt that we do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council members. My name is Noelle. I'm the Executive Director of Oregon Walks, the state's pedestrian advocacy organization, and we work to make sure that walking is safe, convenient, and attractive for everyone. We're here to support the implementation of these safety cameras on four of our high crash corridors. You already heard the stat from Gabe earlier, but at speeds over 40 miles an hour, pedestrians only have a 15% chance of survival. So speed has a huge impact on our community, and we really need an array of strategies to help save lives on our streets. Southeast Division has the most crashes of any other street in our city. Beaverton-Hillsdale Highway and Marine Drive are particularly dangerous for people in cars, as that's what most of the crashes are on those streets. And 122nd is a critical connection, especially for transit users in East Portland. There's a question about stats on the number of fatalities this year, and there have been 19, 12 of which happened in East Portland. At this time last year, there had only been 8 fatalities. So we have a huge, we have a lot of work to do in this area. And this pilot project has a unique opportunity to try something new for many different reasons. One of them, it requires a significant outreach and warning for communities surrounding these cameras, ensuring that they're aware of the changes and will not be the ones most affected. This is especially critical in East Portland. They give much more advanced warning than any other system that I know of, meaning that the outcome will be slower speeds, not just handing out tickets, which is really the goal of this program and what we really want to see on our streets. And it also gives, with this new MOU, the city, the police, and the courts an opportunity to work together to build a more robust referral system to our amazing Share the Road program. I really want to see more people taking that educational opportunity rather than just paying a fine and not having to think about it again. So we supported this legislation last year, and we're excited to work with the city on this pilot program and creating safe streets for everyone. I hope that you'll support moving this forward and take a step towards reaching the goal of zero deaths on our streets. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Yeah.
Anyone else, Steve, that you have planned? And are there others here who want to speak on this item? Okay, then if not, let's please take a vote.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you, Representative Reardon and other members of the Oregon Legislature for giving us this ability, and thank you for Commissioner Novick and Bureau of Transportation for putting together the actual implementing of this, and I do hope that this will profoundly affect behavior of motorists, especially as it relates to speed. One day I hope it will also profoundly affect them as it relates to using handheld phones and texting, too. So well, hopefully we can pursue that in the next session. But this is a good program, and it's a good start, and we need this very much. So I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Representative Reardon, very much for your hard work on this. Thank you, Elizabeth Edwards, for your very hard work on this. I really appreciate the courts and the police bureau working with us to figure out how we can implement this program, which is a somewhat complicated effort for all of us. Thank you very much to Noelle and to Kim for reminding us of exactly why we need to do this. And thank you, Director Treat, for your tireless advocacy. And your championing of this issue was the motivating force behind everybody else's work. So thank you very much. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, all the legislators who supported this and Representative Reardon for championing it. Thank you, Commissioner Novick and Director Treat, and for the families and others who are here today. I wanted to dispel a myth, so I am grateful to the Department of Transportation staff for giving my staff a breakdown of where the money goes for this, because people sometimes say, oh, they're just doing that to raise money, and then they squander it. So the expected citation revenue to be collected by the courts is about $7.1 million. 70% of that goes to the state and to the cost for the court. Of the 30% that comes to the city, it's about $2 million. The contract for the technology is about $1.2 million. And then city staffing costs are $636,000 because we do need staff to coordinate, manage the contract, community engagement, all the things that we heard about. That leaves the revenue to the city after all of these costs at $215,000 a year. So, yes, one can do two crossworks for that amount of money, and no, that is not the way that we're going to be able to fund safe streets. This is about making people, encouraging people to change their behavior. And we should not be waiting before we get a ticket or even a photo radar telling us how fast we're going. We should not be speeding on neighborhood streets, period. You don't get the 5 extra or the 10 extra miles per hour on a neighborhood street. It's somebody's neighborhood, and there are people crossing, there are people at the side. And we should all be thinking about how would I feel if I were in a crash that killed somebody. So I really appreciate this effort, which is going to bring to the attention of people who are driving and speeding. And still, we need a wholesale change in behavior. I was interested a couple of years ago when I first started. I drove down Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for the first time in many years. I usually walk it or take the bus, and I happened to be driving, and I was very pleased to see that the culture on MLK has changed and that people stop at unmarked crosswalks for the most part, and that you get honked at by other drivers if you do not stop at unmarked crosswalks. And there's developed a culture there that, yes, people and bikes are going to be crossing perpendicularly. We all need to be much more thoughtful about how we share the road with all different modes of users. And if we can do that, then we can achieve Vision Zero. So I appreciate this effort very much, and let's keep working on similar and other strategies. Aye.
Hales.
Well, Steve, Representative Reardon, all the capable public administrators who've worked on this problem on the community's behalf, thank you. This is good work. And I want to add on to Commissioner Fritz's effort to dispel a myth, because we have to do that, I think, often in public life. And, in fact, I want to try to dispel a false truth that goes all the way back to Ronald Reagan in 1981. When he said that government is not the solution, government is the problem. And that's a classic case of nonsense stated theatrically enough, left unchallenged, starts to sound like truth. But that's nonsense, and we need to get over that nonsense, because we've had literal examples in this chamber over the last couple of days of how government not only can be the solution, but government smarter, working smarter, can actually save lives. We have police officers and firefighters out there with the antidote to drug overdose who've saved hundreds of lives in our city in just the last year. We have a Vista Bridge where people are now prevented from suicide long enough that they can be reached, and it's happened again and again. Thank you, Steve Novick. We have police officers who almost every night use their training to avoid or avert or stop an attempt at suicide. We have examples across the city of smart public policy saving lives. When you look at those flashing beacons that have made these dangerous streets a little bit less so. So this is another case where government working smarter saves lives. It's that good. And so I really appreciate this work. I was there along with Representative Reardon and others in the neighborhood in the aftermath of Morgan Cook's death, and so many others in East Portland that have suffered from the fact that there are too many streets there that aren't safe, and this will really help to make them more so. Marine Drive, you know, an error or of judgment or intoxication or use of the accelerator, can have very tragic results. We've had a number of cases where the car literally ended up in the river and the occupant drowned. Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, a close friend of mine's daughter was killed there. So for all of us, this is personal because we have connections to our neighbors and friends who've been killed in traffic violence. And I'm just so appreciative that we have a commissioner in charge and a director who are committed to Vision Zero, and leaders like you, Jeff, who are working in partnership with us to make that vision real. Thank you all so much. This is good work. This is a solution, and I'm very happy to be part of it. Aye. Thank you all.